This is Marfa Public Radio. Across West Texas, there are numerous caves prehistoric people once lived in, but many of these sites have been destroyed because of looting, and that's made it difficult for archaeologists to learn about the people that came before us. Out on Pinto Canyon Ranch, about 16 miles from Ruidosa, there's one distinctive cave, Spirit Eye. This site is forcing researchers to collaborate with looters, giving more insight into what life was like thousands of years ago in the Big Bend. Marfa Public Radio's Diana Nguyen tagged along with archaeologists on a trip to the cave.
Getting to Spirit Eye takes a while. On the rocky, dusty ride there, archaeologist Brian Schroeder talks about the research he's been doing. He works for the Center for Big Bend Studies at Sol Ross.
I never, ever thought I would do so much sleuthing.
He's been following clues and tracking down artifacts taken from the cave. Things like baskets, sandals, and corn.
A lot of really important stuff is in people's houses.
Schroeder's combed through letters and photographs, evidence that Spirit Eye has been looted for several decades. Tracking down these items in this manner is not the most conventional way to study archaeology.
If we don't talk with them, then we're not going to get access to any of that stuff, and we're going to miss a big chunk of prehistoric people's lives.
But who lived here? That's what Schroeder and his crew are trying to figure out. Right now, they don't really know because the research is in such early stages, but he has identified different time periods when people lived in the cave, going as far back as about 5,000 years.
This site was clearly important to prehistoric folks, so it deserves at least that treatment.
To get into Spirit Eye, a looter, or what Schroeder at times carefully calls collectors, would have to walk up a steep slope. Once inside, you can't help but marvel at it. It's the kind of cave you'd imagine exploring as a kid.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You walk through a triangle-shaped corridor that opens into a larger chamber. From there, there's a narrower shaft that goes all the way to the back of the cave. And Schroeder and his crew are here today to see if looters missed anything good.
They don't know it's wrong. They're interested in the history, and that's why they want to go out and dig that.
That's Erica Blecka, another archaeologist working on the project. Because the cave is on private land, a slew of different people has either trespassed onto the property or were allowed to dig by the various landowners over the years, like families, border patrol agents, a barber, some guys from Colorado, and even a USDA cattle inspector. And there might be other looters Schroeder and his team don't know about.
That's what we as archaeologists have to understand is they don't understand that they're doing anything wrong.
At least some of them don't. And there are differing opinions on whether or not archaeologists should collaborate with looters, collectors, or whatever you want to call them. But as Schroeder's dug deeper into Spirit Eye's history, he's realized he doesn't have much of a choice. See, beyond artifacts being taken, people have also been removed from the cave. And that raises ethical concerns for him because they need to be properly taken care of.
You can't really walk away from that. We need to figure out where those are and do the due diligence and put them back to the cave.
He knows of at least three bodies that were taken from Spirit Eye. One of them, a Californian, bought for $4,500 in the late 80s. It was listed in the back of a gun magazine. The man who made the purchase, he was eventually investigated for exotic animal trafficking. That's when authorities found the remains in a terrarium on the ground. Now the body is at UT Austin.
It's just really bizarre.
The body was found by a group of men who regularly dug the cave in the 60s. They paid the landowner at the time $2 per person to access Spirit Eye. When the group stumbled upon the burial, they realized they were doing something wrong and sought help by writing archaeologists around the state. But because the site is so remote and archaeological resources so scarce, Spirit Eye largely went unresearched. Until now.
We can learn a lot at these sites if we don't walk away from them. I think that in and of itself is a pretty big finding to the archaeological community.
Erica Blecka, who you heard from earlier, says taking time to understand Spirit Eye inhabitants sheds light on our own roots.
You have to learn from your past in order to go forward, and people were living in this environment long before us, and understanding our past in a sense of place gives you perspective.
Perspective, something these archaeologists hope to glean as they continue to sift through artifacts, carefully telling the story of the people who roamed the desert before us. In Spirit Eye Cave, I'm Diana Nguyen.